In an October 8th letter to Speaker John Boehner, Ribble and 49 other Republicans said the House should consider a number of changes to Social Security, including raising the retirement age, means testing, and adjusting the cost of living formula. That stance raised the ire of groups like the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans. The group's executive director is Billy Feitlinger. He says Social Security has no place in the larger budget and deficit debates.
We do believe there needs to be reform, but it should be done separately as part of a legislative process because, again, Social Security has not contributed one dime to the federal deficit.
Ribble sits on the House Budget Committee. In Congress this week, he questioned the Congressional Budget Office Director Doug Elmendorf about Social Security's trust fund, which is predicted to be solvent until 2031. Ribble's office released the video and transcript.
Is it more expensive to address it then, or is it more expensive to address it now? I mean, is there a cost to waiting?
There is certainly a cost to waiting, Congressman.
In what regard?
The longer one waits to make changes, the larger the changes need to be, and the more abruptly they would need to take effect.
The Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans presented Ribble's staff with a copy of a petition signed by more than 110,000 people from around the country. It opposes cuts to Social Security and the so-called chained CPI, which they say will cut benefits. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.